Hello, and welcome to Off Topic Talk, show number 2, April 29th, 2006. We are here to talk about interests, hobbies, pastimes, and passions, all the things that we find interesting in life. On today's show, we're going to spend some time talking about actor, author, generally interesting fellow, Bruce Campbell. And while on that subject, I'm going to diverge from my theme of moving off topic from time to time and stay focused a little bit. We'll talk about the movie Army of Darkness, one of the films that Bruce Campbell is more well known for. I'll be introducing a song of the day in this show. This time we're going to hear Secret Hallways by Aaron Rathburn from music.podshow.com. Today's news topic will be about a new brand of portable laptop with a social twist. We'll get to more on that later. Today's tangent topic is Mary King's Close in Edinburgh, Scotland. And we'll close out the show with a brief mention of what we can expect to hear on the next production. And now, off we go. Bruce Campbell, B-movie actor extraordinaire, director, author, producer, and generally interesting fellow. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to glimpse Bruce Campbell in person during a book signing at one of the local bookstores when his book, If Chins Could Kill, Confessions of a B-Movie Actor, was first released and he was out doing the book tour. At 6'1" in height, he does not look as big as he does in the films, but he is nonetheless a larger-than-life kind of guy. While he has titled himself a B-Movie Actor, Bruce has a very recognizable face and an impressive collection of credits to his name. Star of such classics as the Evil Dead series, which include the cult favorite Army of Darkness, which I'll be talking about later on, the TV series Briscoe County Jr., as well as guest starring in productions ranging from Xena and Hercules to the more recent Spider-Man films by Sam Raimi. This just begins to touch on the volume of work that he's done. I would recommend you check out the Internet Movie Database for a complete list of his filmography. There will be a link to his particular section in the show notes. Bruce Lorne Campbell was born in June of 1958 in the Detroit suburb of Birmingham, Michigan, my own home state. Bruce has been a longtime friend of director Sam Raimi, the director of the recent Spider-Man films, and is often cast in Sam's films. They met each other in high school in the mid-70s and thus set the stage for eventual fame and fortune, or at least set the stage for the eventual creation of the Evil Dead movies. Bruce has gone on to act, produce, and occasionally direct a variety of projects over the years. In 2001, he took a hand at writing, and the result was If Chins Could Kill, Confessions of a B-Movie Actor, Bruce's autobiography. If you're already a fan of Bruce, or if by chance this show piques your interest enough, I would recommend you pick up this book. It's a fabulous look into what has made Bruce who he is. Told in his own words, it's a very entertaining read. Last year, his second book, Make Love the Bruce Campbell Way, hit the shelves. I haven't read this one yet, but it is definitely on my list. Today's news story. This is not a new piece of news, but when I found the post, I knew I had helped spread the word. This is from the blog site of a friend of mine, memepunks.blogspot.com. You should go there and read the article and follow all the links inside it for more detailed information than I'll have here. The links will be in the show notes. The premise of this article is both simple and mind-boggling at the same time. Nicholas Negroponte, the former head and founder of MIT's groundbreaking Media Lab, has put together the One Laptop Per Child initiative. The basic premise of this is to provide on a massive scale and at no cost to the individual people, small, rugged laptops for students in underdeveloped countries all around the world. A quote from the OLPC, One Laptop Per Child website, is as follows. Our goal: to provide children around the world with new opportunities to explore, experiment, and express themselves. The laptops being designed are simple and rugged. They'll have a hand crank or foot pedal to charge the battery for areas with little or no power. One of the most fascinating aspects will be the mesh networks the laptops will use. Each laptop will act as a node in a network connecting with any of the other laptops in an area. This will allow machines to share all their resources, including internet connections that any of them might have. What one machine has access to, all the others in range have access to as well. The MemePunks site has an excellent write-up on the subject, so I repeat, go check out that site. The premise of this initiative is fascinating and far-reaching. Stop and think about it for a little bit. Read the articles. Maybe even get involved. this is a truly phenomenal project with the possibility to provide some social change on a global scale. As I said earlier, this media suggestion is going to be a little against the grain. I'm going to tie in the media suggestion with my main topic. Today, the movie is Army of Darkness, the culmination of the Evil Dead series of movies starring, you guessed it, Bruce Campbell, directed by his buddy Sam Raimi. Camp, folks. It is all about camp. I'll be honest, I love this movie. I know it's not on everyone's list of great cinema. It's pretty much a cult film, but I am in that cult. Sort of a sequel to the Evil Dead 1 and 2 films, Army of Darkness will follow our intrepid hero Ash through a portal into the past. He winds up in England in the year 1300 AD, starting off his trip by being captured by some locals with less than friendly intent. What follows is a funny, silly, exciting ride of comic horror. This is a spoiler alert. If you have somehow managed to not see this film yet, be warned, I'm going to be dropping some spoilers.
As close as I can figure it, the year is 1300 AD, and I'm being dragged to my death.
Now that he's been sucked into the past, it turns out that our hero Ash is the prophesied Promised One who will save the kingdom from the Deadite invasion. All he has to do is recover a famous Book of Power, the Necronomicon, and with it, the people will be able to defeat the Deadites as well as return Ash to his home.
Are all men from the future loud-mouthed braggarts?
Nope. Just me, baby. Just me.
So our overconfident chainsaw and shotgun-wielding hero sets out to get the book.
Hold it. Nobody said anything about three books. Oh, that stinking wise man. He was so busy filling me full of his secret little words and his phrases and his baloney that he never said anything about this.
Klaatu, Murata.
Along the way, through a series of rather strange encounters, he creates an evil twin of himself.
I'm badass, and you're good, Ash. You're goody little two-shoes. You're goody little two-shoes, goody little two-shoes.
Ash manages to rally the locals, and we will finish off the film with a rousing battle between good and evil.
Good. Bad. I'm the guy with the gun.
Replete with explosions, a 1973 Olds Delta Royal turned into a steam-powered threshing machine, and a fabulous send-up to Ray Harryhausen's seventh voyage of Sinbad. The long and the short of it is, in the end, good triumphs, evil loses, Ash goes home. Go see the film, really. It'll be worth the time. To close out this section, I'm going to add a bonus media suggestion. I've mentioned it a couple times already. Bruce has a couple of books out. I would recommend you go and grab If Chins Could Kill, Bruce's biography. It's a great read. Pick it up, read it, see what you think. We're going to move into our new addition to the show. This is the music selection of the week. This time around, we're going to listen to Secret Hallways by Aaron Rathburn. This song is available at music.podshow.com. It is a piece of Podsafe music. It's an instrumental piece, reminiscent of music by Dead Can Dance. It has a very nice haunting overtone to it. This would make an excellent piece of theme music for a Halloween party, or if you happen to be a gamer, it might be a great mood setter for some horror genres of games. Without any further ado, let's get into the song itself.
Thank you.
Today's tangential note. Not long ago, I had the opportunity to take a trip, and we spent several days in Scotland. One day we got up into Edinburgh, saw Edinburgh Castle, saw all the sights, and found a small alley off to one side of the main road. The main road up and down Edinburgh leading up to Edinburgh Castle is called High Street. Off by the side of High Street are a collection of small, narrow alleys, commonly called closes. These are very narrow, they run between the buildings, they've got steep staircases, but you'll find an amazing collection of small shops, restaurants, and occasionally apartment entrances down these little narrow alleys. They run from High Street down the hill on either side, crossing the other roads as they go. If you go back far enough in history, you will find that one particular section was built over in the 1800s by the Royal Exchange. When they built over, they demolished the buildings that had originally stood there at the street level of High Street. However, because the closes run down below that street level, down the sides of the hill, they did not demolish all the way down into the lower levels of the buildings. Recent years have seen the recovery of some of these closes for archaeological purposes, I guess. One of the most famous ones is Mary King's Close. It is called this because there's documentation of a fairly well-to-do woman named Mary King living just off the edge of High Street. Mary King's Close is a tourist attraction. You pay money, you get a tour, you can buy souvenirs. However, it's not a tourist trap attraction. This is a fascinating walk through some real history. Those of us in the States, we don't have the same kind of history that they're fortunate enough to have over in the UK. This is an opportunity to walk through buildings that were built in the 1600s, partially restored in places, and to hear some very interesting stories of what life was like in those times. The tour is led by a costumed actor who takes on the persona of someone from that era. You are led down into what has been recovered or rebuilt and taken through a dark, dank, and utterly fascinating hour-long tour of underground Edinburgh. You get a close-up view of what life was probably like for people ranging from very well-to-do merchants to the very lowest of the low-class people who could still afford to have a roof over their heads. Mary King's Close is considered to be one of the most haunted places in Edinburgh, and they do delve a little bit into ghost stories. But the most fascinating part of the trip is the history. Many of the people that they talk about, the places that they take you through on this tour, are documentable. There's historical notation about these people, who they were, what they did. The tour ends at one particular section of a building. The interior is the original structure. You're not allowed to go inside because it's old, and it would not stand up to people trooping through it. However, they will open the door, and you can look inside and see the original wallpaper from the 1700s. You can see one of the first indoor toilets. Flushing toilets. I believe they called it the Thunder Box when it was first built back in those days. But it's a fascinating glimpse into history, the likes that we don't see here in the States very often. It's well preserved, and they've done a remarkable job of turning this into a fascinating tour. So, if you happen to live in the UK and you've never been there, go. Take a look. It's phenomenal. If you live here on our side of the pond in the States, and there's any possibility you wind up over in Scotland, this is a place that you should visit. Edinburgh Castle is fascinating. I enjoyed the tour greatly. But the trip through the Mary King's Close was probably the high point of the trip for me. I have some interest in history. Maybe not everyone else does. Even if you don't, it's still worth the walk. So take an hour out of your day and take a walk through a piece of history that most of us probably will not get to see in our lives. And that will bring us to the end of another episode of Off-Topic Talk. Next time, we'll have more strange news, and we'll see what else comes up as the week goes by. This may seem a bit of a departure, but as I said, this show's about things that I find interesting and fascinating, and I love climbing. I'm not a professional by any standards. I am definitely an amateur climber. Nonetheless, I love to climb. I try and get out to the climbing gym as often as possible. So we'll talk a little bit about it. see if I can convert some more people to heading out to the gym every now and then. We will have another song of the day. Anything else that comes up in the show? Well, as usual, it'll be whatever has caught my fancy between now and then. Music from this week was by AMB26, Autumn Vane, Andrew Bowerman, and Beethoven. All of this music is available at the PodSafe Music Network of podshow.music.com. Thank you for listening, everyone, and have a safe journey. We'll be right back.